This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. My name is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast, and this is my edition of the Saturday series. I am a 70s baby who was raised in the 80s, but bred by the 90s. I grew up in a place, a real small town. It's called Florence in the state of South Carolina. And I had a tremendous, fun-filled childhood. I have nothing but great memories from my childhood. Unlike, you know, a lot of people, and it's no fault of theirs, but I don't have the, you know, memories of war-torn neighborhoods with drugs and, you know, gang violence and all of that stuff. I just had a regular, very tame, fun, happy childhood. And my formative years were, like I said, just nothing but great memories. So I wanted to get on here and talk a little bit about that. My Saturdays were always interesting. I grew up in a house, at least until I was 13, with my parents and my brother, who's younger than me, my brother Damon. And our Saturdays were always dope. Saturdays normally would consist of us waking up somewhere around 6:30, which is always interesting because you couldn't get me up at 6 o'clock on a weekday, but come Saturday, I didn't need a clock. I woke up on my own, but during the school week, you had to physically wake me up because I didn't want to get up. But, you know, Saturday mornings, I'd get up, you know, go in the living room, make a bowl of cereal for me and my brother. And, you know, we're in there with our t-shirts and, underoos. Because, I mean, who wore pajamas back then? We just had our drawers on. That was it. And you make yourself a little space on the floor and you start watching TV. For us, at least for me, some of the cereals that I had, some of the favorites was like Captain Crunch, which I still eat to this day. I don't like Crunch Berries. They suck. Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, and you know, unpopular opinion, I loved Raisin Bran as a kid. A lot of kids didn't. So me and my brother, we had different tastes when it came to cereal. So my mom would buy us our own separate boxes of cereal. So he'd have a box and I'd have a box. So basically I didn't have to, I didn't have to worry about him eating my cereal and he didn't have to worry about me eating his. But yeah, we would get down there and we would, you know, sit down and start watching cartoons. And for me, the lineup pretty much would go Bugs Bunny usually would start it off. This is my favorite cartoon character of all time, Bugs Bunny. Then we watch the Super Friends, then probably the Smurfs. My brother loved the Smurfs. I hated the Smurfs. I didn't see any value in the Smurfs, but that's just me. He also loved He-Man. I never really came around on He-Man, but, you know, whatever. Also, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. You know, even though I have my own personal feelings about who I think and what I think about Bill Cosby, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids were, you know, must-see TV for me and my brother back in the day. And then we probably end the morning off with watching like the Flintstones or the Jetsons. And then right around, I guess, 10 or 11 o'clock, you would get Soul Train with Don Cornelius. Soul Train was always dope because, you know, you always saw one of your favorite artists on there. And you always saw that tall, light-skinned guy and that Asian chick with the long hair. They were always featured, I don't know why, on Soul Train back in the day. And then around noon, we would see NWA. No, I'm not talking about the rap group. I'm talking about the National Wrestling Alliance. We used to call it wrestling because, you know, we're in the South. We didn't call it wrestling. It was wrestling. And you had, you know, the likes of Ric Flair, Tony Atlas, and countless others, other wrestlers and stuff that we would watch. So we watched that. And then after that, we would go outside. And one of the great things about being in Florence and in that era was everything happened outside. Like, you wanted to be outside. You didn't want to be in the house, for sure. And everything was happening outside. When you heard someone else's, when you heard another child's voice outside, you wanted to be there. So outside was very key for us. Obviously, in those early years, particularly in the 80s, we lived in an apartment complex. We used to call it the projects. It really wasn't the projects, but for the South, it was the projects. So, but anytime you heard someone else's voice outside, you wanted to go outside and play. So we would go outside. We'd play games like freeze tag, King of the Hill. The girls would play hopscotch. All of the dope girls would jump double dutch. And there's always a cute girl jumping double dutch. So I never got into double dutch, but if there was some cute girls jumping rope, I was usually around to watch. What else? Oh, for us, like, one of my favorites was football. And we had a game within the game of football that we used to call Kill the Man with the Ball. And I know it sounds crazy. Kill the Man with the Ball was like, you would have the ball, and instead of having people on your team, you would literally have to run and try to score against like 10 other people. I mean, which is, you know, looking back on it now, it's virtually impossible, but, you know, it was a lot of fun. And it playing that game actually developed my love for the game of football. I ended up playing organized football after that, played football in high school and all the way through college on scholarship, and I played football at South Carolina State University, a historically black college and university. My love for football started there, you know, on the playground with my boys playing Kill the Man with the Ball. One other thing about that era was that, you know, when something would happen, something would go down, and then, you know, a couple hours later, everything's cool, like fights. You would get into a fight. You could literally get into a fight with like your best friend, and like, I don't know, a couple hours later, y'all hanging out, drinking, you know, sodas and running down the street. So I remember getting into a fight with a guy named Kenny. And I hadn't been in a lot of fights in my lifetime, and because I really had no need to. But Kenny had, we were coming home from school one day, it was a Friday, and Kenny was on the bus, and I was sitting in my seat, and Kenny had a seat to himself, and he wanted to keep that seat to himself, so he kind of stretched out across the seat. Well, my brother and his friend Steven were the last ones to get on the bus, and they needed to sit down, and that was the only seat available. So my brother said, "Hey, Kenny, can you move your feet?" Kenny's like, "No, I'm not moving my feet. You go sit somewhere else." And he's like, "Well, there are no more seats." He's like, "I don't care. You're not sitting here." And so someone said, "Hey, let him sit down." So Kenny starts talking trash. And then, you know, of course, the kids on the bus are like, "Ooh." So I stood up and I said, "Kenny, let him sit down." And he was like, "You know, what you going to do?" And I was like, "What you going to do?" And he was like, "We'll see when we get off the bus." And then everybody was like, "Ooh." So at this point, I got to fight Kenny because, you know, he was talking trash to my brother and his friend Steven. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I didn't want to fight Kenny.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Right? Because Kenny was tough. I was tough, but I did not know if I could get a win against Kenny. But at this point, the crowd was hype. I wasn't going to back down. He definitely wasn't back down because he was still mumbling stuff. And because they were sitting a couple of seats ahead of me, I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I kept hearing kids go, "Ooh." So they were really hyping it up. So anyway, long story short, we get off the bus. they go, Steven and my brother Damon, they walk off. And by this time, I'm the one of the last ones to get off the bus. And when I get off the bus, I notice that there has been a circle made. Now, if you grew up in that era, you know, when people are getting ready to fight, people normally congregate in a circle. So the circle was made. And so I get off the bus, I put my books down, and Kenny's like, so what you want to do now? What you want to do now? And at this point, I'm like, yo, I'm about to knock this motherfucker out. Like, I'm at this point, I'm pissed because I don't want to fight, but I will. And so he runs up on me, and I didn't expect him to run up on me, but he ran up on me. So I got up on him, scooped him up, slammed him, bow. Then I started hitting him in the face. Whap, 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 whap. And so I get in like three licks, and then I feel somebody pull me by my shirt. It's the bus driver. The bus driver pulls me off. By this time, my dad has come out of our apartment. He's outside. And so the bus driver, she grabs me and Tony, and all the kids are cheering for me. I felt like the hero. And so, they put us back on the bus, and the bus driver writes us up for fighting. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't even care at this point. And so my dad, you know, he's calm and everything. And so he didn't say anything until I got in the house, and he was just like, so, did you win? Of course I would, Dad. But ended up getting suspended off the bus. But, you know, my dad talked to the principal, and I was never suspended. I was back on the bus like the next day, and everything was cool. And, you know, what's weird was, like, I knew Kenny, but I didn't, because we lived in the same projects, but I didn't know him like that. But after that, I really swore up and down like Kenny was going to try to get some kind of revenge on me. I saw Kenny like that following Monday, I think. And he just said, what's up? And that was it. And then after that, every day after that, he made it his business to come by and say, what's up to me? And, you know, and after that, we started talking or whatever like that. And we never became friends, but we became better acquaintances, if you will. And, you know, it was just different because, you know, nowadays you get into a fight, you know, somebody wants to shoot you, they want to stab you, whatever the case may be. But, you know, that's just how it was. It was just different, you know, in that era. I really don't have any regrets or things that I would do differently about the childhood. Oh, no, there is one. I remember I had to be like maybe 10 or 11, and my mom wanted me to take piano lessons, right? So I was like, okay, I could take piano lessons, no problem. The only issue was the piano lessons were on a Saturday at 5:00. Now, you tell me what 11-year-old wants to miss prime time Saturday afternoons at 5:00 by sitting inside playing, you know, the piano. So my mom took me to this lady's house and we played the piano. And I took two piano lessons. I was like, Mom, I don't want to play anymore. Because I was missing too much stuff going on in the neighborhood at 5:00 on a Saturday. So I never learned how to play the piano. I have a piano in my house and I still can't play the piano. But if I had to do it all over again, I would have taken those piano lessons. If for no other reason, when I got to eighth grade, there was this girl that I was trying to kick it to. And she said she loved the song Tender Love by the Force MDs. And I told her I could play it, but I really couldn't, right? So she was like, well, you know, she gave me her phone number. She was like, okay, well, I want to hear you play Tender Love. So what I did was I called my boy on the three-way. Shout out to three-way phone calls. And I called him on three-way, and I had him play it because, you know, it's a very intricate piece to play on the piano. But, you know, it worked out and she liked me and, you know, I never had to play it for her again. But that's my story. Again, thank you for listening. You can check out my podcast, the 12 Kyle Podcast, each week. The podcast drops every Thursday and can be found on all platforms where podcasts are free. Again, thanks for listening. My name is 12 Kyle, and this has been my Saturday series.